Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Dean Kent for the Saints, who kicked a magnificent goal in the last quarter. What a bomb that was. Has been kind enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Dean, it's Darren Berry, Ben Casanelia, Mark Neild and Heath Buck. First of all, congratulations on the win. And what about that left foot 50-metre bomb?
Yeah, g'day fellas. How are you? Yeah, it's one's a good get off the screws and hit it pretty sweet, so happy with that.
And then the downside, you had the next shot, and I said, oh, we'll shut the door, lock this one away. And that's footy, though, isn't it? You get some and you miss some. But yeah. Forget about your goal kicking. You played well again tonight, but you must be really enjoying playing in this team. They're moving the ball so quickly, and another really positive performance by the Saints.
Yeah, it's really exciting times, obviously, coming in last week and playing my role there and coming out today and getting another win. But yeah, like you said, the ball movement's awesome, and with all our small forwards kind of nipping around, and we got some nice tools down there that can juke it as well. But I think everyone's on the same page, and it's good to get the wins and get the confidence in the group.
Probably all starts in the middle, and we've just up here given Rowan Marshall our best on the ground. I thought he was outstanding in the ruck tonight. He's growing with each performance, isn't he? And he's a real premier ruckman in the comp. He can get forward and do damage, but he's providing first use to those midfielders.
Yeah, as you've seen last year, it was trying to really hit me straps in the ruck, and with Big Paddy coming in our side this year to give him a bit of a chop out, but Paddy's been managed, and Ro's really stepped up and yeah, given our mids first use, but like you said, he can push forward and kick goals for us as well, so he's a really important player, and he's someone that's going to keep growing game by game.
Mm. Dean, Mark Neild here, congratulations on the win, and fantastic to see you out there running around.
Hey, Neildy, how are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, mate, tell me what it's like to have someone like Jarryn Geary. You spoke earlier about the number of small forwards. When your inspirational skipper gets back into the side and bobs up in your territory, can you just talk us about when you knew he was going to go forward and the role that he was assigned tonight?
Yeah, well, when we kind of done main training, well, it wasn't really main training this week, but when we got through training and Gears put his hand up and said, yeah, I'm ready to go, we kind of targeted Doherty. Obviously, he's a real important player for them and someone that can bounce the ball off half-back. So as soon as Gears put his hand up, we knew that he was going to go to that role. But, yeah, speak about spiritual leader and someone that you just want to play under and play for. He's just awesome. And, you know, he kicked a couple of goals and took a few great marks. But, you know, he's just in the team. He doesn't care what he does. He just wants to put his heart and soul on the line and do everything he can to help the team win. So all the boys in this room just love him, and it's good to see him out here and get through unscathed. So we're looking forward to having him for the next couple of months and throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, oh, excellent description. That's certainly the way that it looked from up here, and you did rally around him, and he certainly gave your team a lift. Another one from me would be, Carlton did come at you in the second half, and I think for us we spoke about there seemed to be a level of maturity as well as some excitement about your team. Are you able to tell us, when the Blues did get that run on, I think they got to within three goals there before three-quarter time, what was the talk like and things like that out on the ground amongst your teammates?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we kind of expect that they were going to come out and throw a few punches. Obviously, a disappointing first half for them. But we've been working a lot in the headspace of getting everyone on the same page and making sure we don't kind of drop our heads or do anything that can kind of dwell on the team. So obviously, starting with our skipper, he kind of keeps his head up. But as a group, we've been working really hard because we've had some wins last year and we lost it by a kick or 10 points. So we're kind of really focusing on that and making sure we get them wins. But, all the 22. And obviously the bench, the coaches on the bench as well, just educating us through how we can kind of get through it and how we can work through it. It's been good. And it's good to, keep coaching that and keep practicing that, because as the games get tighter and as the season goes on, we might need them wins more than we do. So that's important. It's good.
Dean, one last one before we let you go. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Nick Caulfield, real developing player for your team and within the AFL. But can you talk us through his hair? It's like an 80s game show host sort of style or Dirty Dancing. I'm not sure what it is, but it's a sort of a really strange mop he's running with.
Yeah. It's definitely a home cut. So he cuts it himself, so it probably explains a lot. But it's just one of the no-fuss kids that gets his job done and doesn't care what he looks like. So He's you know, just does his own thing, and that's good. He's got a bit of swagger about him, so yeah, it's good to see.
Dean, just before we let you go, I've got a little surprise. I don't think we've ever done this before on K-Rock Footy, but if you just got 30 seconds, I don't reckon you've ever heard a goal described like this, and we'd just like to play it to you, and you can give us your report card. Brian, push the button, please.
When things aren't going his way, he's playing in a position where you can have quiet days. He'll kick from 51. He hoists a long, long, long
luscious
ball!
Luscious.
That was a luscious goal!
Luscious goal, Dean. I don't think we've ever called a luscious goal, but that was your left boot that probably put the nail in the coffin.
That's an awesome call. That's a great. Might have to tune in and have a listen again. That's bloody awesome. So, thanks for that.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Dean, for joining us post-match. And good luck to the Saints. Things are going well.
Cheers, fellas. Enjoy. See you later.
Dean Kent.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.